This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sane. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked the states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with the global standards by providing all facilities and the infrastructure. During the 10th Governing Council meeting at the Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized the idea of one state, one global destination. He noted that his initiative would not only boost tourism and will also lead to the development of the neighboring cities as the tourist places. All states and UTs expressed the unanimous solidarity and their support to the armed forces on the Operation Sindoor during the Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, the Niti Aayog CEO PVR Subramaniam said that there was anger on what happened in Pahalgam and everyone commended the role and the valor of the defense forces and the leadership of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that during this meeting, the Prime Minister stressed that achieving this goal of the Viksit Bharat would require the strength of the Team India, which was shown during this Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Viksit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and the Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on Air official mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, the DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of the Information and Broadcasting. The Akashvani will broadcast this program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The chief ministers and the deputy chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance rule the states will be participating in the day-long brainstorming sessions on the good governance issues in the national capital today. A correspondent reports that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over the meeting at the BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, the Home Minister Amit Shah and the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also participate in the celebrations. India will partake in this upcoming BRICS Culture Ministers meeting, the commencing tomorrow in Brazil. The Minister of Culture and the Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, will lead the Indian delegation and represent the country at the high-level event. The meeting brings together the culture ministers from the BRICS nations, the Brazil, Russia, India, China and the South Africa, to promote the mutual understanding and the cultural cooperation. This year's focus is to strengthen the ties through the joint cultural projects, through institutional partnerships and the efforts to preserve the diverse heritage of the BRICS countries. Heavy rain and strong winds lashed Delhi NCR last night, bringing much-needed respite of the scorching summer heat. However, the uprooted trees and the waterlogging hampered the vehicular traffic in several areas of the national capital. The rain was reported hours after the Indian Meteorological Department issued the red alert for Delhi, warning a severe thunderstorm, lightning, hail and the squally winds, reaching the speed up to 100 km per hour. The IMD has advised the people to stay indoors and not to take the shelter under trees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.